This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, the City Hall insider Paul Osborne joins us each and every Thursday morning. Paul, how are you doing on this? Very warm day. It's going to be, in fact, quite hot out there. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up pretty good. I just called for an intervention here.
No intervention necessary. I think that's the problem that we have in this country today is that people can't have, you know, a civil debate or an exchange of ideas. I don't want to pick sides. I think we're Americans, and at the end of the day, the only way we're going to get through all of this is agreeing to disagree and finding agreement where we can and finding common ground, and it's okay to have a different opinion.
Yeah, and I think part of it, too, today is just the emotion of what we've been going through. But you're right. I think that what bothers me is there's an opinion, and then anyone who disagrees with that opinion or has another view, there's something wrong with them. You're wrong. You never accomplish anything that way. I think you learn by listening to all opinions. Whether you agree with them or not, you have to have that input. And I think you formulate a lot of what you are and what your opinions are by listening to those debates and listening to those comments. And it doesn't mean you agree or disagree with them. It means you're willing to listen and say, yeah, that person has a right to that opinion.
Yeah, and you think about things in a different way by hearing people's views on how they feel about things. I just think when you put a litmus test on that, you really do dry up the idea, Will. We're a big country full of a lot of people from a lot of places and a lot of backgrounds, and we're going to have different viewpoints in life. I mean, we are.
Yeah, and I think I found that especially true. When I was serving as mayor, there were people that brought points of view to me, that caused me to rethink a position. And I think one case, we even rebid a contract because I felt after hearing these people talk to the council, on how that was handled, it wasn't handled in the right way. And I think I would not have known that, and the council would not have known that, had they not listened to an opposing view, and they had a right to express that view. I think people get upset today when they feel they're not listened to. It's one thing to have your opinion, but you should always be open to listen to other opinions. Otherwise, you're going to spend your whole life with a very isolated opinion of the world and of yourself.
All right. Talk to me about the mayor. I was thinking about this the other day. Nick and I had a conversation. Mayor McElroy passes away. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is thrust into sort of this role. She has gone through the whole police chief being fired and all of that controversy from pandemic to literally what's happened across the country with social unrest. She's had a lot put on her plate that really she's had zero control over.
Yeah, and I think it's what really makes it difficult. I mean, no other mayor had been down this road before anywhere. That's, years, 100 years ago, they were dealing with this in a different way with a different pandemic. But no one ever expected this, and I think things have happened that no one ever expected. I never expected to walk down Merchant Street and see windows boarded up. I'd never seen that in my lifetime. It seemed like we're dealing with something that's we never dreamed we'd be dealing with. You're going to make mistakes simply because there's no handbook on how to handle this. You're doing as you go, and I think our mayor and certainly our city and county leaders have done a good job of reading and wanting what's best for this city and county, and I certainly applaud their efforts. There's a long way to go, even after you're talking about the virus, even after you're talking about the marches and everything else that's been going on, the walks and some strong, strong feelings being expressed. You've got financial concerns for this city in the future and for the county. I mean, this has not only been costly for some businesses, and you're seeing businesses and people you love and respect, really fighting to stay alive. Well, the council is going to have some difficult decisions in the future because the money flow has not been there. You look out for the community, you look out for lives, but down the road, there's going to be the financial aspect that this mayor and council have to deal with.
All right, on top of all of this, then we end up in the situation we're in right now in this country. I think a lot of good will come out of it, but it was more than creepy on Monday to see all of these boarded up businesses in downtown. I applaud everyone who came together and did things in a very grown up and reasonable way and got messages across, and hopefully voices were listened to. We did it a lot better in this community than they've done in others.
Yeah, and I share that feeling, and I think that certainly when you look back on this year, that Justice Walk was a very defining moment about what this community is about and all of this. And certainly this didn't just happen that way. I mean, community leaders, both black and white, have worked together for years in situations like this. Dr. Janelle Norman, you know, has always been there to want what's best for the community. You may disagree with any of these leaders on issues and how things are handled, but there's no doubt in my mind that the sheriff and the police chief and the black leaders in this community and our council and the mayor, we all want this community to be safe and to be good. And I was so proud to see how that march was, that walk was carried out. And as I wrote in the paper this week, that's an example for the rest of the country. We have issues to deal with. We have debates on those issues, and we want to move forward. But this community has been pretty forward-moving in all the years that I've had this newspaper and reported it. I mean, the first black sheriff in Illinois, you know, it's right here in Decatur, and that's continued. And certainly on council and in other positions, school board, you know, there's been certainly a lot of black input in this community as we move ahead. And so it's not like, oh, yeah, we need to start solving some of these problems. That's not today. That's been worked on for a long time. And I think we saw that displayed in the way the Justice Walk happened.
I think the mayor said to us the other day, you know, you can't make this relationship happen at midnight, you know, because something bad has happened. You know, you have to invest the time. And I certainly applaud the sheriff's office and the Decatur Police Department, all of our EMTs and the people that are out dealing with actions of others, right? I mean, there's not anything they can do about what this cop or these cops did in Minneapolis, yet they have to deal with the aftermath, and they've done it in a very professional way.
Yeah, and I think all of us certainly were outraged and just sickened by what we saw, happen in Minneapolis, and certainly that's a legitimate cause to protest and to demonstrate. But there's no legitimate aspect when you start including violence, and unfortunately, and we've talked about this many times, that a good cause and good, well-meaning people can be overtaken by those who don't have the same motivation and used. And a lot of what they're trying to do for good, you know, gets neutralized or destroyed. And that didn't happen in Decatur at all. There are a lot of rumors floating around, but those were just rumors. And there's been some isolated incidents. I don't identify those incidents with those people who were walking.
No, not at all. Yeah. Those are just people taking, an opportunistic stance towards sort of personal gain by taking advantage of people's raw pain and grief. And that's despicable. And it's just bad behavior. And I think everyone can agree with that. Paul, we're going to have to crawl out of this. It's good to see people on sidewalks eating, you know, outside of restaurants. We're getting back piece by piece. But it's a long haul ahead.
Yeah, and I think so. I was so relieved to get my hair cut yesterday after 12 weeks. And I, you know, just like you almost feel like weight's been taken off your head. I probably could have sold the hair for 30 shekels or something. There was a lot of it. And I think just getting some small, normal things like that again, I think is starting to kind of perk up the attitude of people too. But overall, I look at this community, and we've hung together on this, and that's because of good leadership and good direction. We haven't always agreed with every part of it, but considering the circumstances, I see businesses opening up again. It kind of had a brief respite there for about a day or two, but everyone's anxious to get things moving again, and I don't know, there's reason for a lot of optimism in Decatur, and I think across the country. I think we found out what we're about, and I really like what I see in so many ways here in Decatur.
All right, Paul. You got to get us a before and after picture with the haircut thing. We haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah. It's just like I told my old barber I happened to run into there that, hey, you had me coming every 4 weeks. I can go 12 weeks.
Stay safe, so, my friend. We appreciate you. Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.